Good morning. It's Friday, July 1st. Here are your top stories from the Sacramento Bee. First, the weather. Today will be sunny, with a high near 89 and light winds. Tonight will be mostly clear, with a low around 56 and light winds. In local news, a family member of Anthony Williams, an 18-year-old Durkheim High School senior, killed earlier this year in a Rockland traffic incident that drew outrage from community advocates, has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against Todd Leopold, Placer County's former chief executive who was driving the car that fatally struck him. Williams' brother, Isaac Tidwell, filed the lawsuit Thursday in Placer County Superior Court, his attorney confirmed. Williams was walking in the left lane of traffic on southbound Lone Tree Boulevard, with the flashlight on his cell phone turned on when he was struck by Leopold's vehicle, according to a copy of Tidwell's complaint. Two other vehicles ahead of Leopold's avoided striking Williams, but Leopold did not slow at all before the collision, the lawsuit alleges, accusing him of negligence and motor vehicle negligence. Leopold, in a written statement released 2 days after the Rockland Police Department announced it had completed its investigation and determined the driver not to be at fault, admitted he was driving the vehicle that struck Williams the evening of March 19. The Placer County District Attorney's Office has said it is conducting its own review of the police department's findings and will decide whether any criminal charges for Leopold are necessary. In COVID news, as COVID-19 testing rates have plummeted, one tool is becoming increasingly important for understanding the state of the pandemic: sewage surveillance. Regional wastewater paints a stark picture of a pandemic that is far from over. While the state's testing program shows coronavirus case rates to be dropping across much of Northern California, wastewater analysis indicates that viral spread this month rivals or even exceeds the original Omicron surge that swept through the country in January, creating record infections. In Sacramento, wastewater COVID levels peaked this June at just over half of what they were in January. Public health officials agree that sewage, rather than testing numbers, is telling the true story of the state of COVID. The discrepancy between the sewage and the case rates can be attributed to a significant drop in COVID testing statewide. California reports case rates based on PCR test results, and as more residents opt to take at-home rapid tests or forego testing entirely, that number becomes less reflective of the virus's spread. Sewage, however, will always capture the amount of virus present in the community, even if people are not testing. In California news, California Governor Gavin Newsom put his signature on the 2022-23 budget late Thursday afternoon, one day after it was approved by lawmakers and a day before the new fiscal year starts. The $308 billion spending plan includes $17 billion in relief for inflation-stressed families, with tax refund checks ranging from $200 to $1,050. The plan adds new strands to the state's social safety net. California will become the first state to offer health care to all undocumented residents through a Medi-Cal expansion that will take effect by January 2024. It will cover about 700,000 immigrants ages 26-49 who had been left out of the program. Newsom and lawmakers have also opted to prioritize abortion access following the U.S. Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade. California will spend more than $200 million to help pay for abortion and reproductive health care. This includes funds to offset the cost of care for uninsured and low-income residents, as well as those traveling to California from anti-abortion states. Among the major new initiatives is Newsom's controversial care court, a new civil court system to compel treatment of homeless people suffering from mental illness. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, visit sacbee.com. Thank you for listening. Take care.